Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Wrestle Talk with Diva Martez, Dominic, and John, right here on a Tuesday night on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash on blogtalkradio.com. We are here tonight. We are ready to get some wrestling talk. There's so much to talk about. There's so much to dive into, and I'm ready to bring on Dominic shortly so we can jump into that. Kayvon will not be with us tonight. He's ill. He got a little sick, so... we want to wish Kayvon nothing but the best in a speedy recovery. Hopefully we get him back next week. But we will be doing the Big Four tonight. Kayvon asked me to do it tonight, so I'll do the Big Four segment. But before we get started with the show, I want to take this time out to recognize a particular person. This particular person was a part of this platform for about 3 years. He hosted a show with Jeff Williamson on My Two Cents on Wrestling. His name was Al Miller. He also was a part of the Debate on Wrestling show with us. But unfortunately, we lost him Saturday. Al Miller passed away Saturday. This was a shock to me. Obviously, when somebody dies, it's a shock. But... he was a very, very good person. You know, everybody always say when somebody died, you know, people always say that somebody was a good person. But Al was genuinely a good and humble person. And I don't really like talking about death and things of that nature, but I didn't want to not mention him tonight because he was one of the key players of this movement that we tried to build here, and that's talking wrestling frequently. If Al is listening, wherever you are, I want to say thank you for supporting this platform. Thank you for being a part of it, and you will be missed, brother. All right, this is Wrestle Talk, and indeed, I want to thank God for giving us another chance to do this show. A lot of stuff to talk about. We are here with you until we are not here with you tonight. What's up, Dominic? We on the air. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, Russell Talk fans? What's up? Yeah, wow, Martez. My condolences go out to the family of Al, you know. Yeah. Al embraced us, man. He kind of gave us, that momentum to keep going, though. And yep. He was kind of debating it being iffy, and man, he was real patient. Like you hit it on the spot. He was humble, and he was just somebody like us that you know that just loved to talk wrestling on his time off and enjoy debates and. And just all type of crazy talk. So, you know, rest in peace, Al. God bless and rest in glory.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, man. Dominic, you said, I'm sorry, I know I'm cutting you off, but I thought you were done, but I couldn't have said it no better than what you just said. But I know you wanted to finish saying something else. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, just paying my respect. That's new for me, too. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Man, I should have told you before we came on radio tonight. I should have told you that. My fault, man.
Yeah, It's all good, man. You know, it's all good. But let's get into wrestling, man. What's the big four?
All right, let's jump into
big
it.
Five.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big 4 Plus 4 segment. Kayvon, this is his baby right here. So Kayvon wanted me to let you guys know tonight that, number one, Roman Reigns is going up against the Demon King, Finn Balor, at Extreme Rules. And we talked about that last week. Maybe we can revisit that tonight. So Roman Reigns and the Demon, Finn Balor, will be going up against each other at the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Next up, Paul Heyman is setting up something. We don't know what, but it feels like Paul Heyman is setting up something, so we got to stay tuned to that. Next, Brock Lesnar. If you all remember on SmackDown, Brock Lesnar asked Paul Heyman, why didn't you tell Roman that I was at SummerSlam? If you didn't see SmackDown this past week, Brock Lesnar confronted Paul Heyman and basically put him on Front Street in front of Roman. Basically saying, why didn't you tell him I was going to be here? And the final thing of the night for the Big Four, the Kayvon's Big Four, if I can get my notes together, Big E has cashed in the Money in the Bank and defeated Bobby Lashley. I want to start right there if Dominic is okay with that, because I got a lot to talk about when it comes to that. So that was the Big 4 Plus 1 segment brought to you by Kayvon Journey, but he's a little sick tonight. Seems like he got a cold. But we'll see Kayvon, talk to Kayvon next week. But this is Russell talking indeed. We going old school tonight. Myself and Dominic, we just go shoot the shoot. So, see, Dominic, we always talk on the phone just before the show start. We try to. I try to save what I want to say, you know, for the show, but Big E has cashed in the Money in the Bank contract last night. I don't know how you feel about it. I want to tell you how I feel about it, but it was a surprise that he did it last night. You want to start off, or you want me to start off? How are we going to do this tonight?
Clap for your boy. This is a new day.
Ooh.
Rejoice.
Don't you dare be sour.
I'm happy, man. Huh?
I said, don't you dare be sour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm happy for Big E, man. It's a he won, and somebody who won successfully cashed it in. I think last year was just a disappointment with Otis, and now this year they got it right with Big E. I'm happy. I just want to sit back and see, you know, what things to come. As you know, it's, you know, we pretty much can see like a Lashley getting his title rematch opportunity for the WWE title.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is it Big E turn? You know, with the New Day reuniting, as you see, he's going to be pretty much there on on Raw now. Is it a momentum boost for the other two to regain tag team goal, or for them to be still the New Day, but go, you know, each go solo in their and try to strive for goal, or maybe Xavier, or maybe a Kofi may get sent to SmackDown, or maybe both. So who knows? So we just gotta stay in tune. But to wrap it all up, I'm happy. I'm excited. It's a long time in the time process. Dues was paid, and nobody deserves more than Big E right now. So congrats.
Yeah, Dominic, I'm happy for Big E. I'm happy that he won. You know, we knew it was gonna happen some way, shape, form, or fashion. Like, we knew that it was a good feeling that they had an idea that they wanted to push him. And this is way before he got the Money in the Bank contract. This was when they broke the New Day up. We had an idea that they're getting ready to do something with Big E. And I always thought he was going to go up against Roman Reigns at some point to either cash in or just have a one-on-one contest. And I always thought that was going to be down in April at WrestleMania when he would have won a Universal Championship. But that obviously didn't happen that way. Like I said, I'm happy for him, and I'm excited that he's the champion. But I'm not going to lie, man. It was something about that win last night that was kind of deflated for me. It was a flat win. I don't know. Like, I feel like I should be rejoicing. I should be because I am excited, but I'm super excited. I don't know if it's because he cashed in the Money in the Bank on Bobby Lashley. Like, it's kind of weird when a baby face cashes in that Money in the Bank. You know, normally and I know somebody else was saying this earlier, I think Swink on Facebook, like, normally it's better for a heel to cash in that Money in the Bank. It looks much better that way. So that could be the reason why I'm kind of like, I feel kind of flat about him winning. I just didn't feel the super excitement last night when he won a championship. Nonetheless, I mean, I'm happy. And we got to see what's going to happen. Now, I got to ask you a question. Like,
go ahead.
Could Big E, like, he's the champion now. Okay.
You're right.
He's climbed the mountains. You know, he's where we want him to be. He's a top star now. He's the man. We've seen a lot of people become the man but can't deliver once they get to that spot. Knowing all
right.
that we know about him, like, looking at it as a fan, do we think Big E can be the face of Raw? Can he carry that show? Because Big E is picking up from a guy named Bobby Lashley, who, in my opinion, really held his own. Like, he held it up. Like, he did his thing as champion. Many people thought that Bobby Lashley
right.
wasn't championship material because the way he is, he's not charismatic, but Bobby Lashley is a great WWE champion, so I don't know, Dom.
I mean, both of them. I mean, give props to Bobby Lashley. Yeah, he wasn't what today's modern champion you want him to be, but Bobby, once again, I said the term pay your dues. Bobby did that. You know, he left, came back. He kind of went through a little, I guess, the humiliation of the characters, the gimmicks, and put together. And he stuck with it, kept grinding. And once he got the opportunity, he didn't look back for that WWE Championship. The same as Big E. I mean, with Big E, it's a little bit opposite. You know, he comes from the New Day. The Freebird, you know, group. As we know, this past year he got split in the SmackDown. And once he went to SmackDown, he showed potential. Like, he can shine on his own. He can put business and
right.
And be serious. And and Big E kind of shut that, capturing the Intercontinental Champion and the feuds he had with your General Apollo Crews.
Hey,
that was a rivalry. One, you could say a rivalry of 2021.
For sure.
Yeah, Big E, I mean, he captured in the NXT championship gold. He has captured the Intercontinental, you know, twice now. So, nothing but the settling for the individual Big E. Move for him going to Raw, because Raw need more star power.
Right.
more up and coming Star Power. It looked like SmackDown right now is going back to how the way, you know, when they first did the Raw and SmackDown brand, like the more the fans, superstars pretty much went to SmackDown, in the up and coming and some of the veterans who was willing to put over was on Raw. So that's what I see it as. Raw, it needs ratings, it needs a bona fide star. And Big E is he got the potential to be all of that.
Yeah.
So sky's is the limit.
He has the charisma, you know. Like I'm interested to see what you brought up a few minutes ago. What Big E are we going to see? Are we going to see the serious Big E that started off 2021, or are we going to go back to seeing the playful Big E that dances on the announce table, shakes his butt, things of that nature? I think he does a good job of mixing it up. You know, I think he's figured out how to turn it on and turn it off. Play when he
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When it's time to play, he play. When it's time to get serious, he gets serious. So I don't want them to kind of dismantle him, because that's what people love about Big E. He's funny to some degree.
He's the big guy that can choke. It's been a while that can, you know, have fun. That can not scare the crack a smile. I think, you know, a lot of people like to nowadays say, you know, that's the reason why guys like him, the big guys, is not serious no more. Now, in my opinion, I don't think so. Yeah, he can be too goofy or too, like, oh, my God, I know. But he's really proven that, like you said, he can be serious. He can be a force wrecking.
Yep.
So this is a good opportunity. He can really show that he can perform at a high caliber level. He can be a main eventer.
Right. And I think we're gonna get what we thought we were always gonna get, a him versus Roman matchup. Now it's not gonna be the way that I think many of us thought, because like I said, I thought he was going to stay on SmackDown, and at some point he's going to take on Roman Reigns for that Universal title. But I was reading some reports that they're gearing up for basically a New Day versus Bloodline kind of scenario, where the New Day, I don't know when or how, they're going to capture the tag team championships, and they're going to go up against the Usos at a Survivor Series, and then Roman's going to take on Big E. So we're going to get that Big E versus Roman matchup, and I'm all for that, because that can be a really, really fresh and exciting angle, like Roman and Big E. I've never seen that. I don't remember one time those two going up against each other. I'm sure they have, but I've never seen it. So.
Yeah, we never seen that in a single competition. We may have seen it in Shield versus New Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, I don't want to say NXT. Have Big E ever went against Roman? But I mean, yeah, it's back to, you know, last show when we talked about WWE needs to pull off some big rating matches right now. So, and that's a big rating draw right there, Big E versus Roman.
Yep, it is. I mean, obviously, the New Day, Vince loves the New Day, because for whatever reason, he won't totally dismantle them. Like, say what you want about Vince and how he treats black wrestlers, but he obviously has an affection for the New Day. And the New Day been going strong for almost dang near 9 years, you know, and at some point I do want to see Woods become a singles champion, you know, whether it's United States champion. IC champion, and maybe even the World Heavyweight Championship. Well, you know what I mean by a World Heavyweight Championship. Because I think
my bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no. You talking now. Go.
No, go ahead. My apologies.
No, come on, Dominic. You could have kept going. I was just gonna say. I think Woods. He might be. How should I put this? When you step at it, you know, he may be more the better out of the three. You know, at this point in their careers, at this point.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have. I don't know if he has the star quality that the other two have, or the baggage. But I think Xavier Woods is just as good as, if not better than the both of them. I mean, so it'll be nice to see him get a single swish.
And I speak firmly. I understand you're entitled to your opinion. I really just believe that it'd be best that Xavier bring back the Cruiserweight Championship on the main roster.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see him, you know, he doesn't need to be demoted to NXT, definitely not, but I would like to see him try to, if they can, be a superstar that does like a one-off appearance and kind of, capture that Cruiserweight Championship and kind of making it some more relevancy. Because the Cruiserweight division is a really exciting division in WWE and one of a few, you know, promotion that has the title for it. And I think Big E will really, putting that title on him, it'll be more relevant. That title will be more relevant than ever.
Wow.
Wow, and you know what, Dominic? You're probably right about that because he's a super baby face. Like, you got baby faces and you got super baby faces. Big E is a super baby face. Like, everybody loves Big E, the women, the kids, the grown men.
The last person I feel like who really, even though he had a crappy push, once he got the title, but he was well over, I feel like when Enzo was there. I think they didn't do a strong title, but when, you know, I liked it the right direction when they did put the Cruiserweight title on Enzo because he was well over.
I agree.
I would like to see, you know.
I'm getting excited, so we talking over each other. I'm getting excited, man. My bad,
you good? I heard you. That's why I took a moment to, you know, let you, you know, say what you got to say.
Right, because God bless everybody that performs inside. You know, everybody out, whether you like them or not, they do a good job. You know, like, it's not easy to do that, mm-hmm. but I'm saying all that to say something negative. Kushida is not doing it for me with the Cruiserweight Championship, you know. And then I know you're pretty high on Robert Strong, and I know he's good, but Robert Strong, he doesn't do nothing for me. And I know those two are going to beat each other.
Right now, Diamond Mine, Roger Strong does nothing for me as well. I bow them to the fifth power, agree with you. No, it's not accurate. But Kushida right now is kind of fading with his injury and then on the shelf. He's kind of, you know, getting, I think you see it with fans too. They kind of is like getting bored with them. Like I said, I mean, if I was a fantasy booking right now, my money right now, my top three, I would want that title on no matter what. Like I said, I just said Xavier Woods, Kyle O'Reilly, and number three, I will have to take the up-and-coming Carmelo Hayes.
He got money written all over him. Gosh, and I'm not gay or nothing like that, but gosh, he's hot, man. He's hot, man. I like everything about him. His look, his swag. I mean, like, I know we.
his confidence, or how do he deliver? I like
there you go.
The confidence, you know.
Yep.
Even though I'm kind of confused, is he turning heel? But either way it goes, like, you know, as far as how the way he delivers, not to keep jumping ahead, but how the way he kind of delivered the promo he did tonight, it kind of makes it seem like he's kind of got that heelish tactic, you know, kind of like he's going to turn heel.
Right. You know, I was at work, I was looking at it on my phone, but yeah, that was, even bringing out somebody, even having a backup partner, that's a heelish move, you know, to come out with a dude. I mean, he's not a giant, but the guy he was with, you know.
Yeah, Trick Williams, He got potential right now. You can tell he's such a greenhorn. That's what NXT is for. So it's development. It's a development league. So
I'm happy they're going back that route. But just to close up the first topic, Xavier Woods. I was saying all that to say Xavier Woods. I agree with you. You know, get him that belt, that Cruiserweight Championship, and the Cruiserweight Championship instantly gets elevated. You know, it gets the value, it gets the prestige that it should get anyway. You know, when you put it on somebody like Xavier Woods, like I would even like to see Xavier with the I would be okay with him having a 24/7 title, as long as he's not looked at as a joke with it. You know. Like, just get him,
right.
At this point, just get him a singles championship, period. Now, he's built up enough resume to go for the IC title and the United States championship. They should definitely throw him into that. Kofi Kingston, he's won all these championships. He doesn't really need it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't even really need it, in my opinion. Like, I don't see him ever winning the WWE championship again.
I get it, but I feel like that's Kofi. You know, I was happy they did reward him, but I just didn't really feel his reign. I felt like, you know, mid-level, you know, United States or IC is more where Kofi is at.
A lot of people won't admit that, and a lot of people might say you trying to dog out Kofi, which you're not. But Kofi, and this ain't no disrespect, he's not a main level guy. It's just not. You know, he's a mid carder. Can we just say that tonight? He's a
right.
And ain't nothing wrong with being a mid carder. It was a lot of great mid. I mean, I don't know what this notion that mid carders are scrubs or whatever. Like over the last 2 years, people like use the term mid card as a derogatory term or as a way to degrade somebody. But no, ain't nothing wrong with being a mid-card. Kofi Kingston, I never see him in a championship picture when I think about champions. Now, when he beat Daniel Bryan, it made sense at the time. It was a feel-good story, you know. What the heck, you know. But you see how quickly Vince took it off of him.
It was evenly matched, too, like just the size.
Yep,
So...
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So yeah, we got to see what happened with Big E, but obviously we're gonna be following this closely as the weeks progress on Big E and how he's doing as a champion. we probably revisit this next week. But speaking of NXT, NXT 2.0 kicked off tonight. I saw some of it at work, then I came home and saw it. At home, but I don't know how to feel about it. You know, I'm always excited about. Sometimes I don't feel change is wrong. You know, a lot of people weren't happy about the change, but I didn't have an issue with it. You know, there's a few things I liked about tonight, a few things I didn't like. You know, I enjoyed. I'm big on atmosphere. I'm big on. Decor, and I like the new the new structure of the arena for NXT. You know, I like it better than they had it previously. You know, it's more spacious. It seemed like it's more people, people there than it has been. I like the lighting. You know, I think it's, well, I think it's too much light, but I still like the light. You know, I didn't like that super dark NXT that we've been seeing. So that was one of my biggest takeaways of it, you know. I mean, there were some things I didn't like. I didn't like the camera movements. Like, the camera movements were kind of off to me. And it's obviously, I think they take the show now. I mean, I don't like it. But all in all, I would give NXT 2.0 a C plus, a B minus for tonight, you know. What you got, Dom?
No, I'm messing with you. It went back to the beginning. Like, Vince was trying to capture the beginning of NXT, the arena, added, like, the coloring, I'm not with it. Like Jim Cornette said, it looked like a preschooler finger painted it. Like, man. Like, the McMahon's one day grandkids was like, here. And Vince was like, you know, yeah, we'll go with it. I mean, the camera angle, it was switching up.
Mm-hmm.
Switching up, the trying to get little, I guess, cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was okay. The match was decent. I liked the tag team match with Imperio and I missed it, but I'm looking at the tag team of Brooks Denson and Josh Briggs, in which one of them is the son of former WWE tag team champion.
Mm-hmm.
Bull Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that. That was a pretty, you know, they look like they you know, a future star, you know.
Oh yeah.
I forgot what was the segment at, because I pretty much was late watching NXT. I think I clicked on it and was watching, and it's from, I want to say, was it Casey and Kaden versus Deanna and the other one. Oh, girl, we saw the new, what's the term I want to say, remake over Mandy Rose. I'm kind of digging it. A more darker, I want to say dark, but a more. A little dark slash. You know, not your girly Mandy.
And that's exactly what I was going to hit at, too, because that right there just reignited Mandy Rose's career. And all it takes is a little tweaking. All it takes is dyeing your hair, changing your ring gear, you know, like getting rid of the, I'm just saying panties, getting rid of the panties and putting on some shorts, you know. And adding a little edge to your delivery when it comes to punching or when it comes to slamming people, because she was in smash mouth mode tonight. Like, she was in I'm going to kick your butt mode tonight, you know, and it was really good to see that.
It's just the thing with me with Mandy. Mandy always had it, but just the image she had. And then I guess see what they were talking about. I guess Vince or whoever, like, it didn't match up with the pretty, you know, the pretty girl slash, yeah, I may be a bodybuilder, but I'm really girly and type of image look. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a new. She fit more. Yeah, that makeover. She fit more with her two proteges. She kind of adapted more compared to their look.
Absolutely,
so,
and that's why real quick, I think Beth Phoenix brought that up. Like, it seems like Mandy Rose, they were supposed to be taking pointers from her, but it seemed like Mandy Rose were taking pointers from them, you know, based on her looks and the edginess that she brought. Even though she's still the leader of the group, but, you know, I think Beth Phoenix said it seemed like they had influence on Mandy Rose's new approach. But well, go ahead, Dominic. I know you was getting ready to say something. My bad.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, I keep on forgetting mispronouncing her name, Casey Catanzaro.
You better than me.
Versus Gigi Dolan and JC Jane. Yep. So that was, and those two, and Gigi, like I said, Gigi Dolan and JC Jane, they look like they're another two females look like stars in the making. They can really dominate the female division.
Hello. And they so seasoned with it too. Like, I was saying that a few weeks ago, like these two, they naturals. They don't even seem like they new kids on the block. They are pure naturals, and it shows, you know, they who's ever making the decisions in the back, they're putting them in prominent spots. You know, they're putting them with a Mandy Rose, somebody that has good baggage in a good way. You know, she's been on the main roster for years, and she's been in NXT, and now she's back. So I think I would like to see it's, I'm sorry, but it's a good thing and a bad thing, but the NXT women division is deep. You know, it's still deep, you know, and it's only going to get deeper. But here you have Casey and Kate, what's her name? Casey and Carter. Can I just say that? You know, just when you think they're next in line to get the tag championships, now you got these other two young ladies with Mandy Rhodes, you know. So it's hard. It's hard to figure out who's going to get that nod, you know, who's going to eventually be Io Shirai and Starks, you know. So I don't know, man.
Yeah. Oh, and real quick, can we real quick talk about what's your intake of the new superstar Bronson? What's his name? Rich Steiner.
Rex Steiner, but I think he changed his name to Break or something.
Yeah, what's your intake on him?
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you asked that, brother, because I think he's special. The look, the way he talks, it's like they know they got a jewel in him. He's a jewel. Like, I'm not ready to call him the next Brock or the next Kurt, because obviously he comes from that, and he looks just like his dad. When you think about it, he looks just like his dad. But it seems like he comes from that lineage, that Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, you know, even Chad Gable. It seems like he comes from that lineage. But I think Homeboy is a sharp man. I think everything about him is off the charts. His body, his built, you know, his size. I think he's championship material, and I think they're going to shoot him through the moon real fast because, like the boy, I want to say, the moon, like, to the
moon.
Bro, I couldn't stand Cameron Grimes when he used to say that in the beginning, but I like that. I love it now. I love it now. But now I think Rick Steiner's son, he has it, and it'd be silly for them not to do nothing special with him. So next week, I think next week he's going up against Ciampa.
Yeah, I think already.
Yeah,
man, we gotta tune in to watch that.
And this is what bothers me. Like, people want them to throw NXT in it. Right, it's gonna be crappy. Vince gonna destroy it. Give it time. You know, it's not.
I mean,
they act like. No, I was gonna let you say your piece, and then I was gonna bounce back on. I was just saying people act like NXT was getting ready to be shut down, and that wasn't even the case. All they was doing was revamping it. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Like I've been telling certain people who's not on the bad like an NXT, it's a lot of. I get in a degree. I'm not downplaying a lot of Vince, but I do get somewhat of his vision.
I
get it tonight. He kind of is introducing in a way in certain angles and matches, like a lot of potential could be the next big superstar. If it wasn't for Rich Steiner, Pete Dunne,
right.
Carmelo Hayes,
right.
My man that's with Pete Dunne. I forgot his name.
Me too. Yeah, big dude.
He's a force to be reckoned with, and you know, Bulbas Buchanan Stein. There's a lot of. It's a lot of hidden jewels. It's a lot of, in a way, I want to say hidden, because obviously, no, it's a lot of organic growth right now. I have to take your phrase, Martez, give it time. People who so stuck on the old-fashioned Vince McMahon way or saying right now there's nobody. You know, in the past three years right now, nobody, it's any promotional wrestling haven't had a just developed and developmenting a breakout phenomenal superstar right now. But with WWE, you kind of get that little vibe, like it's a quite a few potential.
Gotta
give it time.
Definitely gotta get time, and like I say, C minus B plus for me. I'm excited. I'm excited. We using that word a lot tonight. Excited, but. I'm excited about 2.0 and what's going to come with 2.0. And I can't get enough of that arena, man. I like that new arena that they did at the Performance Center. All right, now we got about 14 minutes to go because we only doing an hour tonight. 14 minutes to go. The Demon, we talked about that Demon. He's back. We talked about this last week. I have my beliefs on it and my opinions on it. I know you all did too. We got Roman versus the Demon. I'm not too thrilled about that. And I'm gonna use my own advice. Give it time. You know, it might not be what it may seem. You know, I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen in that matchup. I don't know, because I want them to protect the demon at all costs. Protect his mystique. At some point, the demon has to lose, right? But not right now. You know, I think this can have the potential to kill any major push that Finn Balor is accumulating right now. And I could be dead wrong with everything I'm saying, but I just think it's too early for it. Heck, I thought it was too early for Finn Balor to lose to Roman Reigns. I mean, I didn't want to see that matchup just yet. So, but we got this matchup. What? I don't know what your outlook is on this contest, but I'm just hoping for a disqualification at least.
You know what? I got to jump on the bandwagon of yours. I think pretty much that's what it may be.
Okay.
I don't believe, because you can't have that character lose.
Right.
I do agree that it's super too early. I mean, I'm happy that Balor is back on the main roster, which we were calling for. But I thought that he was going to kind of reunite and reclaim that IC title and get a good second proper reign and then kind of build up, give it a year or so and build up to that Universal title.
Yeah.
And I think Balor, it would be, not to kind of slightly go off subject, but he will be more, I think he was what we was talking about in prior week. He can give that IC title a new life.
True.
And he also can compete with you.
Right.
So I guess it's all for ratings, or just for, you know, have a new challenger each month for being for Roman. So I mean. But I definitely, you know, I don't. Yeah, the demon ballot can wait, because you want a sinister or just a deranged in return, a sinister or a deranged or just not demon, just like sinister character to, you know, go against that demon character.
Right.
That's the only way I could really see at Extreme Rules, that it may be a disqualification. I mean, I think it's with the title of the pay-per-view, it got to be a stipulation match.
Yeah, you got a point. Yeah,
think about it.
Yeah.
So, I think it can't be a disqualification.
Yeah, dang, man. Like, we trying to help out our boy Finn Balor, but it's not working out. Because
I mean, some of these, not even just these matches, they got to be a stipulation.
Yep,
a lot of these matches, I haven't heard a lot of stipulations that kind of play in favor of the pay-per-view.
Yep. See, we do know Roman is going to retain, whatever way he's going to retain, so, because he still got to get the Brock.
Yeah.
He still got to get the Big E at Survivor Series. We know that much. And then you just brought up a good point, like, This is like a no holds barred kind of pay-per-view, like anything goes. So that's gonna cancel out the disqualification. Only thing I can see is a I don't know. Maybe Roman, somebody taking Roman out backstage, but that won't happen. I was thinking maybe Brock Lesnar interfere some kind of way. That, I don't know.
Maybe
I
so.
Just,
I believe so. I think B, Brock may just somehow interfere. If they just have a regular, non-stipulation match,
yeah.
I truly do see Brock interfering.
Right.
Being kind of in a way as like, I should have been the contender. So pretty much nobody's going to be a winner until I get in my way, until I can take both of y'all to Suplex City.
Exactly. But then again, the demon shouldn't be getting beat up either, man. So I don't know, man. I'm about to stop speculating because I'm getting a headache thinking about like how this is gonna turn out. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to save the demon from getting pinned. But I don't know. We got about seven minutes to go. Another fun show. I'm going to tell you one thing that I liked this week on Raw, and that was Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair segment. Now, this was the first time since Charlotte won a belt that I thought she could lose the belt. You know, I thought this was going to be the time where she had a long title reign. But after what Alexa did this Monday, after what she's been doing for the last year and a half, it makes the world of sense to give her the title. And Alexa Bliss haven't had that belt in quite some time. It's been some years since she had that title. I dang didn't want to say since Rousey. You know, she's won so many championships. When she started off, she won like six pretty fast. Like, it seemed like she won so many fast that it seemed like she's always winning it. But it's been a while. I mean, she won a tag team championships, I think, twice, but I think Alexa Bliss has put in the work. Like, she's been able to come out of the shadow of Bray Wyatt. And I think what I did is I think they're slowly trying to normalize her character, trying to normalize the supernatural character, you know, because I'm seeing more and more of the old Alexa Bliss. I mean, with a mixture of this new stuff, but I'm seeing them, like, slowly bring her back without bringing her back. But I think Alexa, I don't know if she will, but I think she should win at Extreme Rules against Charlotte. And even though Charlotte is one of my favorites in the game today.
I pretty much will say, yeah, because it was to me, in my opinion, not throwing shades or trying to throw the color race. But it was at a point. It was like if it wasn't Charlotte, it was Alexa.
Yep.
With her having what's been about what a year or two now, not holding
what?
Singles title. Huh?
Yeah. I think it's been since Ronda Rousey. Since Ronda Rousey took the belt from her, almost 2.5 years ago, because it. After Rousey took the belt, Rousey had that belt for a minute, and then she lost it to Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. And then ever since then, Becky Lynch had it, and then, it bounced around when Becky Lynch left. Asuka had it. But, yeah, Bliss hasn't had it in maybe even 3 years. But we have to go double check, but, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I think it's about time to give it, give it to Rhonda. Hello, Alexa. She's worked hard on that gimmick and went into full detail and committed to it and still sticking to it, even though Bray is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And like I said, with me, personally, Charlotte is going to get there. Like with being 16, I believe she's going to be the 20th.
Yeah, at the rate they're going,
yeah. She's going to surpass her dad, how the rate, you know, she wins the title. But
yeah.
With me, like I said, I kind of like in a way of right now.
Yeah.
With Charlotte, I want her to get a strong. I want her to have a. To me, when she will get a real longevity title reign is when she has that stable, a horse, four horsemen woman stable.
Yep. There you go, Dominic.
Like her father.
Yep.
But
yep.
But I really do not see the traditional, you know, Becky, Sasha,
yeah. Right.
You know, Bailey. I really see somebody like Tessa,
right,
Natalie, right. And Tamina, or trying to, you know, find more somebody female of her stature or up to par. Like I really did like her.
Mm.
A Shayna Baszler or a Lacey Evans.
Yep, yep, yep.
Or I'm forgetting my girl name down in NXT. Gonzalez. Big Mommy Cool.
Puerto Rico. Caliente, mucho caliente, huh? My bad. See, I'm being racist.
Yeah. Raquel Gonzalez. No, you're not. Raquel Gonzalez, you know. So,
okay.
I just, you know, I feel like
yeah.
That's when she, it's about time with her to kind of
yeah.
give her, you know, to kind of like give her achievement as her dad,
yeah.
But somehow surpass them too.
Yeah.
And that's why I would really like one of her title rings. When she get a title ring, they build a female stable around her because she will be a good leader. She will be a good.
Yeah.
It's in her blood, you know.
It is. And
to be a champion.
It is the
greatest.
Bring up a good point. And I always say that she was at her best. And then I'm taking this all the way back to, I want to say, 17, maybe early 16, 17. But she was at her absolute best as a heel, as a champion, when she had Dana Brooke on her side, when Dana Brooke was her sidekick, you know, like Charlotte was killing it, man. Like she was really.
I just love Charlotte. Just promo her egotistic deliverance of her promo. She just
yeah.
Man, when you close your eyes, it's just you can just hear Rick.
Oh yeah, for sure.
In her veins.
Yep. I want to say this before we leave. Alexa Bliss, last time she won the Women's Championship, either Raw or SmackDown, was 2018. And she lost the championship. I mean, June 17th, did I say 2018? Yeah. 2018, lost the championship going into SummerSlam against Rousey. August 19th, 2018. So it's been quite some time. Three years to be exact, that she's been without the championship, you know. So I think she's well overdue for it again. But
absolutely.
Yeah. There's still other. They got too many people because, you know, Liv Morgan, she keeps in there. Vega can be in there. Carmella, who I thought had a great run as a champion. It's so many females that they can give the championship to. I'm not thinking. I'm gonna let you go. Go ahead, Don. Sorry.
No, you got.
I know we're running out of time, man, but Vega, you know, WWE kind of backlash. They probably don't care, but Selena Vega, she thought she was part of SmackDown this Friday. She got special gear made because it was now, and I guess her dad, you know, so they were in New York City. She was expecting to, or be a part of the show some kind of way. We dropped the ball on her. Let her at least go out there and do something to commemorate her dad. I don't know if you heard about that.
I know about it. I watched her I heard about it years ago when about the story of her dad, you know, losing his life. I think she was on the Lillian Garcia doing the Lillian Garcia podcast.
Okay.
And she shed light on that story, and then previously what happened on SmackDown. I feel like I don't know. I have to say it. I know I may seem like a jerk, or once again, if the audience who out there may say I'm nitpicking or trying to stir something up. But I feel like when there's issues like that, or we have you know, a tribute in that manner, it's like they always want the top stars to be the spokesman, who's ever on top.
Mm-hmm.
Share somehow the story. And,
yeah.
You know, it don't always have to be like that, you know.
Right.
So, I mean,
no,
they should have, you know. I know things don't always go as we always plan, you know, as well on her end. We can't always get what we want or do what we want to do. But, yeah, they should have known the story, and they should have at least gave, you know, time to honorate, you know, just not her father, but, you know, people, you know, be a spokesman of people who did lose loved ones or whoever.
Right. At the end of the day, man, they got the right to do whatever they want. Maybe she wasn't just for, you know, the only person that wasn't on the show, even though that would have made sense for her to go out there and do some kind of tribute, but I know Naomi, Liv Morgan, Carmella, they posted something like taking a shot at the company, you know, that they weren't able to be on. But it was kind of like inside, because obviously Selena Vega, she lost her dad, so. You can't always rely on them to do the right thing. They just not gonna always do the most moral thing. But it is, yeah, Dominic. This was a sweet show, man. Oh, gosh, I know I'm getting sleepy, man, but I can keep going, man. for real, I'm sleepy, but I can keep going because I'm liking this dialogue. We out of time, but we need to do like a draft talk next week, because I know the draft is coming up, you know, and I think we should really like play GM of Raw or SmackDown, like who should go there, who should go. I know we did our own mock draft, but we should really like dive into that at some point next week, because I know a lot of people said Drew McIntyre, it's time for him to move on to SmackDown, and I completely agree about that.
I think that would be a good trade off. I was trying to see it coming, Big E.
Yep.
And Raw. And Drew McIntyre. Then that's where Drew McIntyre can, you know, he can definitely go for either goal. He can start off trying to go for the IC title or go for the tribal chief.
Yep. But you said something cool, man. I would love to see him with that IC title because he, somebody like him, he would instantly make that title relevant because he's just, he's a main event player, like hands down. He's amazing. Yep, and putting that IC title on him and giving him a long run, that'll be special, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. But we're going to see what happens, man. We're going to sign off tonight, but this is Russell talking to D. You got any final thoughts, Dominic?
Man. Final thoughts?
I'm going to put you on the spot, Dominic.
You putting me on the spot, y'all. No, pretty much, man. Just final thoughts, I mean.
Yeah.
NXT show was pretty, it was pretty solid, it was a pretty decent show. Raw was probably my second or third best Raw of 2021.
Absolutely.
I mean, and that's pretty much it. Just can't wait for the you know, the actual draft for the WWE.
Oh yeah, that's always fun.
And my number one, my number one thing is I like the call ups from NXT. Who's gonna get that call up?
I'm gonna tell you right now. Yeah, that's a good point. I think should I save it for next week? Yeah, I guess I could say it
to
next week.
To be continued.
Right. All right, everybody. This is Russ Talk Today. We appreciate everybody listening. If you want to go listen to the replay, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/opentalk313 if you want to listen to the replay. But we're on live right now. But thank you for listening. Whoever you are, how many people. No matter how many people are listening, we appreciate the support. Keep sharing, keep getting a message out there that we are here, and we do shows as much as we can. All right, have a good night, everybody, and God bless. We out.
Peace.